But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, "Where is he?" And there was much muttering about him among the people. While some said, "He is a good man," others said, "No, he is leading the people astray." Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, "How is that this man has learning when he never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." Some of the people of Jerusalem therefore said, "Is not this the man whom they seek to kill? And here he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Can it be that authorities really know that this is the Christ? But we know where this man comes from, and when the Christ appears, no one will know where he came from." So Jesus proclaimed, as he taught in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I come from, but I have not come on my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him who you do you not know? I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. Yet of the people believed in him. They said, "When the Christ appears, will he do more signs that this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little longer, and I'm going to him who has sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to another, "Where does this man intend to go, what we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersions among the Greek and teach the Greek? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stopped and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were not received, for as yet the Spirit has not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard the words, some of the people said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not Scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David, and he comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?" So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever speak more like this man." The Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Had any of the authorities of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to him before and who was one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee."
但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。正在过节期间，犹太人寻找到耶稣，问他到底在哪里。众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的人。只是没有人明明地讲论他，因为惧怕犹太人的势力。到了过节期间，耶稣上殿里去教训别人，犹太人就觉得非常奇怪，说道，这个人没有学习过，怎么能明白书中的内容呢？耶稣说，我的教训经验并不是来自于我自己，而是派遣我的那个人带给我的。人若立志遵循着他的旨意行事，就必晓得这教训是或出于神，或者是凭着我自己说的。人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求差他那来人的荣耀，这样的人才是真心实意，在他的心里没有不义。摩西岂不是律法传给你们吗？你们却没有一个人恪守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？众人回答说，你是被鬼附身了，谁想要杀掉你？耶稣说，我做了一件事情，你们都以为非常稀奇。摩西传割礼给你们，其实并不是从摩西起，乃是从祖先起的，因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就像我这么样的生气。不可按照外貌来断定是非，需要按照公平来断定是非。耶路撒冷中的人有的说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？你看他明明的就在这里讲道，他们也不向他说什么，难道长官真的知道这个人是耶稣基督？然而我们知道这个人从那里来，只是基督来的时候没有人知道他从那里来。那时耶稣在殿里教训人，大声说，你们知道我，也知道我从那里来，但我并不是由我自己才愿意来到这里的，差我来办事的人确实是真的，你们却并不认识他，我却认识他，因为我是从他那里来的，也是他让我过来的。他们就想要捉拿耶稣基督，只是手下没有足够的人手，因为他那个时候还没有到。但众人中间有好些相信耶稣基督的，说基督来的时候他所行的神迹岂能是这些人在这里随便议论的吗？法利赛人听见了众人为耶稣这样议论纷纷，祭司长和法利赛人就打发衙役去捉拿他。于是耶稣基督说，我还有不多的时候和你们同在，以后我就回到差遣我来的那个人那里去了，你们要找到我却找不到，我所在的地方你们却不能到。犹太人就对彼此说，这人要上哪去？为什么我们找不到呢？难道他要往西尼利亚中的犹太人那里去教训西尼利亚人吗？他说，你们要找我却找不到，我住的地方你们不能够到达，这句话到底是什么意思呢？在节期快要 结束的时候，也就是那天最盛大的日子，耶稣站着，高声说道：“人若渴了，可以上我这里来喝水。只要信我的人，就如圣经上所言，从他腹中要流淌出活水来。”耶稣这话是指，凡是能追随他的人，就会受到圣灵的感动。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得到荣耀。众人听见这话，有的说：“难道这人真的是那先知吗？”有的人说：“这是基督。”但有的人也说：“基督岂是从加利利来的吗？经上岂不是说，基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？”于是众人因着耶稣基督又起了新的纷争，其中有人要捉拿他，只不过是旁边的人没有人敢下手而已。差遣衙役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说：“你们为什么没有带他回来呢？”差役则回答说：“从来没有人像他这样说话的。”法利赛人说：“你们也受到了蛊惑吗？官长或者是法利赛人岂有信他的理呢？”但是这些不明白律法的百姓实际上是被诅咒的，其中有尼格底姆，就是从前去见耶稣基督的，对他们说：“不要听本人的口供，并不知道他所做的事情，难道我们的律法还要定他的罪吗？”他们回答说：“你也是来到加利利的吗？那你去考察考察，就知道加利利到底有没有出过先知。”大家好，我是主播 KK。第二阶段的节目名字叫做读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我都以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动过程能给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第12讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a learning world. Each time, I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and program discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is the 12th lecture on Gospel of Joy. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Firstly, so the following is a summary of my study this time. Today's content is a bit difficult to understand, so let me try to explain it. In this story from Bible, we see Jesus going to a feast but keeping a low profile at first. Some people are talking about him, unsure if he is a good man or leading people astray. Jesus then starts teaching in the temple, which surprised the people because he hadn't studied formally. There is a debate among the crowd about Jesus' true identity. Some start to believe he may be the long-awaited Christ. Other people doubt it because where he comes from. The authorities send officers to arrest Jesus, but they are unable to do so because his time has not yet come. Jesus talks about his true purpose and where he comes from. Some people believe in him, but there is also division among the crowd. Some see him as a prophet, some as the Christ, while others question his background and where he is from. Towards the end, Jesus makes a bold statement, inviting those who are thirsty to come to him and find a spiritual fulfillment. This statement about living water symbolizes the spiritual nourishment and guidance one can find through belief in Jesus. Overall, this passage highlights the mixed reaction to Jesus' teaching, the uncertainty about his true identity, and the ongoing conflict and skepticism among the people, including the religion's authorities. It shows complexity of belief, stopped and questioning that surrounded Jesus during his time. Now, let my sister Ingrid help me with additional explanations.
Yes, thank you, sister, how you have explained the text very well. The most important thing in this text is that people ask where Jesus has learned all this, not attending an official school or institute.
首先，谢谢你，妹妹，你把这段文字解释得非常完整。这段文字中最重要的是，人们问耶稣基督到底在哪里学到了这一切，而并不是上过正式的学校或者学院。
The question of the people was therefore if this teaching is from God or not. Some thought yes, others said he has a demon. Jesus said about his teaching, those who want to do the will of whom he was sent him will know if this teaching is from God or not.
因此人们的问题是这种教导是否真的来自于上帝。有些人认为是的，其他人则是说他被魔鬼附身。耶稣谈到他的教导的时候，那些想要遵循他差遣的人的旨意的人会知道这种教导是否来自于上帝。
And this is the point. When we are reading the Bible, if we are willing to do what Scripture says, we will see that it comes from God. If it not, it's only like a fairy tale book, because we will not get the Holy Spirit who helps us to understand the Bible.
这就是我们阅读圣经的意义。如果我们愿意按照经文中所述的去做，我们就会发现它来自于上帝。如果不是，它就仅仅是一本童话书，因为我们不会得到帮助我们理解圣经的圣灵。
Another important point is that Jesus said from the body of those who believe in him will flow waters of living waters, streams of living waters.
还有一个重点是耶稣从现在开始信奉他的身体的人终将身体中流淌出活水来。
That is what is following on John 4. In John 4, Jesus said that he is the living water, and here he says from his believers will flow living water. That means when we have received the living water of Jesus, who stills the soul, we can have a positive influence in the life of others too.
这就是约翰福音第四章的内容。在约翰福音第四章中，耶稣说他是活水之源泉，在这里他说他的信徒从那里将得到活水，这意味着当我们接受了耶稣的活水，他就平静了我们灵魂，我们也能从对其他人的生活中产生积极的影响。 OK, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask a sister some related issues. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have been just become new Christians. So the first one, sister, how did the Jews react to Jesus' teachings in this temple? 犹太人对耶稣在圣殿中的教导有什么样的具体反应呢？
They were surprised, as I mentioned, it was incredible for them that a person without a formal religious education can teach with authority and wisdom.
首先他们感到非常惊讶，正如我提到的，他们不相信一个没有受过正规教育的人能够以权威和智慧对别人进行教导。 Well, second issue, why did some people believe Jesus might be the Christ while other people doubted? 为什么有些人相信耶稣基督可能是基督，而其他人却对此表示怀疑呢？
It is often our own intellect who closes the way to Jesus. We have forgotten to observe the things around us. We have learned things at school and followed the common opinion about things, like the evolution theory, for example.
通常是我们的智力挡住了通往耶稣基督的道路。我们忘记了观察身边的事物。我们在学校里学到了一些东西，并遵循对事物的普遍看法。比如说进化论。
But Jesus said in another gospel that we have to become like children to enter the kingdom of God. The brain of a child is poor and without critical thinking. It observes by itself and takes in a conclusion if things are true or not.
但耶稣在另一本福音书章当说到一件事情：我们必须变得像孩子一样，才能进入神的国度。孩子的大脑是纯洁无比的，并没有批判性思维，他会自行观察并得出结论，判断事物是否属实。
At the time of Jesus, it was no different. Some people believed what the Pharisees taught them and not what they had observed by own while observed other while others observed what Jesus was doing. This is the origin of this confusion.
在约书时代，情况实际上也是大同小异。有些人相信法利赛人的教导，而不是他们自己观察到的，而其他人则观察耶稣的所作所为，这就是混乱的根源。Okay, next one, sister. Why did Jesus mean when he said, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me"? 耶稣说，我的教训并不是来源于我自己，而是派遣我到这里来的人下给我的教训，这到底是什么意思呢？
God Father sent Jesus to earth because he loved the world so much that he did not want that someone perish but has another eternal life.
天父差遣耶稣基督来到人世间，因为他爱世人，不愿有人灭亡，而是希望他们最终能得到永生。
When Jesus taught, he taught about the kingdom of God who has sent him.
当耶稣传道的时候，他传授的是有关差遣他的，是对神的国度的知识。Okay, next issue. Why were the officers send arrest Jesus unable to do so? 为什么差遣人去逮捕耶稣基督，却无法有人胆敢逮捕他？
The hour of Christ to arrest him yet not came. When God Father is not allowing something, it will not happen.
基督逮捕他的时刻尚未到来。当天父不允许这样的事情发生的时候，它实际上就不会发生。
When the devil wanted to harm Job in the book of Job, he had to go to God and ask for permission to harm him, and Job suffered because God gave permission that the devil tested him.
在约伯记当中，当魔鬼想要伤害约伯的时候，他必须去见上帝并请求允许伤害他，而约伯遭受了苦难，因为上帝允许魔鬼考验他。 Next one. So, sister, why did Jesus mean by offering living water to those who thirst? 耶稣说给口渴的人提供活水，什么是活水呢？
We all have an inner thirst in our soul, and there are a lot of things we do for calm it. We go shopping, voyages, and a lot of other stuff. There is nothing bad with going shopping or travel, but if we do it for to calm our inner thirst, it is like drinking salted water. The thirst will grow each time we drink.
我们每个人的灵魂深处都有一种渴望。而我们通过很多事情来平息这种渴望，我们去购物、旅行和做其他很多事情。购物和旅行并没有什么不好的地方，但如果我们这样做仅仅是为了平息内心的渴望，那就像是喝盐水，每次喝水，渴望都会增加，我们会感到非常咸，难以忍受。
When we come to Jesus, worship him, and follow him, our soul calms down, and we will not feel the thirst of the soul anymore.
当我们来到耶稣本人面前，敬拜他，与他交换我们的真心，我们的心灵就会感到平静。从此之后，我们不会感到心灵上的干渴。Okay, next one, sister. What caused the division among the people regarding Jesus' identity? 是什么导致了人们对耶稣基督身份的分歧呢？
For one part, Jesus was the Messiah. For the other part, he was the son of Joseph and Mary from Nazareth. They said he can't be the Messiah because there was no prophet who came from Nazareth.
一方面，耶稣本人是弥赛亚。另一方面，他是拿撒勒约翰和玛利亚的儿子。他们说他不可能是弥赛亚， 因为拿撒勒并没有先知。Next issue. So why did Pharisees and chief priests want to arrest Jesus? 法利赛人和祭司长为什么要逮捕耶稣基督呢？
First of all, they were jealous in their heart. He had a lot of followers and a better teaching than they had. They defended the wish in their heart with the words that he was leading the people astray, but the real reason was their heart and their envy.
首先，他们内心嫉妒，因为他耶稣本人有很多追随者，而且耶稣的教义比其他人更好。他们用他正在误导子民这样的话语来捍卫他们内心的真实想法，但真正根本的原因是他们出于嫉妒心和不甘心。Next one, sister. How did Nicodemus defend Jesus when questioned by the authorities? 尼哥底母在被当局审问的时候又如何为耶稣本人进行辩护的呢？
Nicodemus said they have to give a chance to defend to Jesus before judgment.
尼哥底母说，在审判之前，他们必须给耶稣一个申辩的机会。
Later, when Jesus was crucified, Nicodemus was not present in the judgment of the Sanhedrin in the night, and they did not give a chance to defend himself too.He was judged in three unjust tribunals during the night before he was crucified next day.
后来，当耶稣本人被钉上十字架的时候，尼哥底母并没有在晚上接受公会的审判，他们也没有给他辩护的机会。第二天，他被钉上十字架前，在晚上接受了三次不公正的审判。Okay, nice one. Why did the Pharisees doubt that Jesus could be the Christ based on where he was from? 为什么法利赛人根据耶稣的出身怀疑他可能就是耶稣基督本人呢？
The scripture says that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. In fact, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but later his family moved to Egypt for to be saved in the persecution of Herodias, who killed all boys 2 years or younger in Bethlehem. When they came back to Israel, his parents still felt fear, so they moved to Galilee, and Jesus grew up in Nazareth.
圣经上说，弥赛亚将出生在伯利恒。事实上是，耶稣本人出生在伯利恒，但后来他的家人为了躲避希律王的迫害而搬迁到了希腊。希律王杀死了伯利恒所在的全部2岁或者以下的男孩子。当他们回到以色列的时候，他的父母仍然感到非常的恐惧，所以他们最终搬到了加利利亚。耶稣实际上是在拿撒勒长大的，这也就是我们说的。拿撒勒的耶稣。OK，所以今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。